Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, your community radio station. And joining me in the studio is Jeff Budd with the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa.
Well, you're here to tell us about Arty Gras, the wearable art show, and a new exciting workshop coming up. So let's talk about wearable arts. It's on March 1st, right?
It's March 1st. Typically in the past, this is our sixth year doing it, and typically we've done two shows, one Friday night and one Saturday, and we decided to give everybody a break, try to give people a break instead of, because they have a dress rehearsal, so it's three nights. So we thought we'll have one night of dress rehearsal, then we'll have two shows. So Saturday, March 1st, we'll have a 2 o'clock matinee, and then we'll do an evening show at 7:30, and we'll have a reception after each one of those. And so that'll be March 1st, and this year's theme, and we've done every year what's been associated with what year number it is. So this year it's six of one and half a dozen of another, and it's not too late to get, if you want to make something or put an outfit together, or not costumes, put it together. You can go to our website, which is sitkaarts.org, or it's also, now we have another one, it goes Think Sitka, Think Arts, or you can go Think Art, Think Sitka, and you'll still get to the same place. And if you go on there, it says Greater Sitka Arts Council's application forms. And there's an application, or they can just email sitkaarts@yahoo.com and we'll get them an application.
Well,
or call
747-4821.
What's the
How
deadline?
Long do people
oh, that's
have?
A very good question.
Was it February?
Yeah, something,
something
like, yeah, but I don't remember exactly,
okay,
but
I
somewhere
bet you
around
the website.
There. And we're lenient and flexible, but we sure like to know if people are going to do it. Mm-hmm. So we've sent out reminders, and if there's questions, we'll do it. And then just kind of skipping way ahead, 2015 is going to be Seven Seas, Clean Seas will be the theme. And Tori at the Sitka Sound Science Center is writing a grant, hoping to get it, that will really focus on marine debris. And so we'll work all that stuff into the theme. So that's way down. That's next year's.
Really quickly, tell us about what the Wearable Art Show is and who can be involved.
Anybody can be involved. It's for all ages. And we've had from kids in the mother-made outfits out of Pampers or diapers or something. So her outfit was, and the kids was, and one was in her arms. And it goes up to the people of the generation of Bill Foster and everything in between. We have high school students. We had a middle school student last year. She'll be back. So it's just taking anything that's out there and making it art that can be on a person. So we've had blue tarp suits, and we've had, Bill Foster had license plates, and we've had feathers and candy and anything that, it's limited by your imagination. Of cardboard, pirate boat, anything is okay.
And so this is, how many years have you been doing this?
This is our sixth.
Sixth year.
Yeah, so it's been fun, and people in town like it. We've sold out all the shows since we've been doing it, and it's, a great cross-section of people on the runways and a great cross-section of people in the audience as well. And the Centennial Building is a good place for it. I think there's pretty good sight lines. And then, there's music, and if you don't like, it's just like the monthly grind. If you don't like it, wait 2 minutes, and there'll be something else. And we had Eric Jordan got arrested there one time, which was part of the thing when Linda Board did. She had a hoochie dress, and she had high heel extra tufts, too. It's all kinds of stuff. It's, you have to just come and find out.
So put it on your calendar, and also if you're considering entering, now's the time to really
do
it.
Yeah, we got like 2 months. Less than 2 months, actually.
Okay.
Because February is a short month.
Well, and this kicks off Arty Gras.
Yes. So that will be Arty Gras will be the 1st to the 15th, and we'll have the Wearable Art Show. Larissa Manuel, a local woman, is going to do a photography workshop. All this is on the website. The calendar is on our website. We're excited because there's a outfit called Adventure Cycling that's been around since 1976, when they sponsored this bike centennial, had people ride across country. And since then, there's a guy named Greg Seipel who's photographed people that have come through Missoula, where their hometown is, or where the office is, photographing people who are on different bicycle tours. And when John and Cheryl Hedden were on one of their tours, they were photographed and ended up in the magazine. So anyhow, they have this traveling exhibit of 30 different photos of bicycle travelers that we'll put up at the back door, and it'll be the unveiling here in Alaska anyhow. So that's going to be fun, we think. And then Tattoo is Body Art Show. This will be the third year we've done that. We're going to try an art aerobics class with Susan Bronlin. And the idea is you show up and you're just kind of tired from work, and you'll have an easel or a canvas, and then we'll put on music loud, and you will paint to the music and do art aerobics. That's what's going to happen with that. And then on Friday, the Sitka folk is going to bring in North Country Cajun Club, a Cajun dance. So it'll be 21 and over, and that'll be at the Allen Hall, and it should be fun. And then Yvonne Zerbis is going to be in town that next weekend, the 8th and 9th, and we're not sure exactly what workshop she's going to do, but she will do that. And the Fireweed Dancers have their Fireweed Dance Show on the 8th. And also the National Park is and the Forest Service are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act. And there'll be an art show. I'm not sure exactly where. And then we have the 48-hour film festival. And then we'll have an art walk on the 14th. And then the end of the Artie Gras weeks will be a singer-songwriter grind at the community house.
So it's
that's a lot of stuff.
March 1st through 15th.
Yep.
And it's a community-wide celebration of art in many different forms.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And that's available on your website as well.
SitkaArts.org or Think Sitka, Think Art. Or you can go Think Art, Think Sitka. And it'll all get to the same place.
And then there's a really intriguing new workshop you folks are going to be
trying out.
Yeah,
it'll be in February. We got Dr. Anna Dittmar approached the Arts Council and asked if we were interested in working with her to bring an iconography workshop to Sitka. And I know what icons are, but I'd never heard of iconography. But that's where you make icons. And there's a man in Juneau who's been doing it for 30 years. And he'll come over here on February 7, 8, 9, and 14, 15, 16. It's a 40-hour workshop. You'll leave with an icon that you've produced yourself. And he's going to use all the, it says here in the information, you'll put layer upon layer. You have the tools and the materials are egg tempera, powdered minerals, and gold leafing applied to gesso board. So it's 40 hours. It's the first time, according to Anna, that they've ever had an iconography workshop here in Sitka. So if you like that sort of thing, it's expensive, and it's 40 hours, but you're gonna learn an awful lot.
And this is iconography in the Russian Orthodox tradition?
Yeah, and the actual work, the class will be there
in
St. Michael's Orthodox Cathedral.
Oh, a lot of inspiration
so
there.
So they can call us again. I saw the information's on our website. It is kind of interesting, and he's been doing it for 30 years, so I think he's knows what he's doing, and it'll be interesting.
And you're looking for at least 10 participants?
10 people, yeah. Okay. It's $400 for the workshop and $125 for the material, so it's not free. And it's not inexpensive, but if you're interested in iconography, I don't know if you're going to have another chance.
Right. This is
to do it.
Perhaps a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
And we're advertising statewide because we think there's a lot of interest, so we only have room for 10.
Well, as usual, there is a lot going on with the Greater Sitka Arts Council.
Well, thanks to all the people in Sitka.
So the iconography workshops in February, and then Wearable Arts and Artie Gras, March 1st through the 15th.
Yes, ma'am.
And SitkaArts.org, or just Google.
Or just
Greater Sitka Arts Council.
Yeah, or Think Sitka, Think Art.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining
me,
Jeff.
Our pleasure.
My guest has been Jeff Budd with the Greater Sitka Arts Council. A lot going on coming up in the spring. And you can go to SitkaArts.org or Google Greater Sitka Arts Council for more information.